This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
So handy when Dave's gone because I get to eat bananas without persecution.
Oh my God, he genuinely hates them.
Like every time I open one, he looks at me and goes, thanks. And it's like, well, it's actually not about you. It's just about, like, I need to eat fruit.
I went through a phase of, well, it was recent enough, wasn't it, when I would put some banana on brown bread, like in the mornings.
Yeah.
And like he kind of came to terms with it.
Well, yeah, it's a very popular breakfast meal. Like, come on.
I know. He just has a bit of a phobia of them, I think.
I actually saw in my Flow app that I'm really meant to be eating bananas at the moment. Let me try and find it again, like for the baby.
Are you serious?
Yeah, apparently it's good for its skin. Can I find it? No.
Wait now, so Flo actually tells you at this stage of your pregnancy what you should be eating?
Yeah. It wow. just says, get these nutrients into you this week. Get whatever into you and your baby is the size. Do you want to guess what size it is? They always do like a fruit or a vegetable.
Okay, wait now. So your baby is growing for 6 months now?
Yeah.
Your baby is the size of a...
It's a vegetable.
Okay. Your baby... Okay, Fiona knows what size her baby is now when it comes to being a vegetable.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to say that your baby is a potato.
How long, how far are you?
27 weeks, yeah.
Six, seven.
Hey.
7 months.
No, I'm not 7 months.
Well, you just talked to me in months. I don't like
okay,
this.
Okay, sorry.
Months.
I know, but this is... I think I'm 6 months. 6 months. Six. Maybe just under 6 months.
Okay. Because I've seen this, like, sometimes it's like, it's the size
people
of
share on Instagram or whatever.
Definitely bigger than a peanut now.
Yeah, not pumpkin size.
List of vegetables.
No, you've said yours now. You said potato.
Okay.
Can it be a fruit or does it have to be?
No, it can be, but today it's a vegetable.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, like, maybe like a butternut squash.
A butternut squash. Guys, it's a cauliflower.
Oh,
hefty little yolk it is now with the mouth. Baby Collie. Collie's actually cute.
Collie's a great name.
I was just saying I'm meant to be eating bananas at the mouth, and it's good that Dave's not
Jesus
here.
Jesus fucking Christ. So, cauliflower is massive.
I know, it's pretty big.
Oh my
Where
God.
Do I put it?
Baby.
Where do I put it? I know.
Oh, I'm trying to like
hefty
hold
lads.
A cauliflower in my hands.
Yeah.
Would you hold a cauliflower in one palm?
Yeah, but then you wouldn't be supporting the head. So it wouldn't be advised.
Well, you're confused.
Well, the cauliflower is just very round.
Yeah, and it's got all the leaves and all.
Yeah, your baby doesn't have any leaves.
Unfortunately not. Be
what
great.
You, know of.
You need to be vegan for that to happen. That's how the baby's growing leaves.
There you go.
All right, Fiona, that's very exciting. And
Thank
then
you.
And what size does the baby go to in terms of vegetables?
I think the last stage is like watermelon.
Okay.
Fox. So. Well, I don't even talk about
Are we
that.
Talking about
it.
Weight as well as size or just size?
No, size. Yeah, like the weight
is
different. Watermelon
is very heavy.
Yeah, but I think it might. I don't know if it gets that heavy. The average weight for firstborn babies in Ireland at the moment is like 7'11 or something. 6'7? 7'11, 1038. Yeah. But I think I'm going to have a 10 pounder. I can just really feel. I think that's going to be
when
my journey.
You have the baby. I really do not want you to be a person to be like, he's 34 months old.
No, I won't do that. I know that's so sappish. But in terms of the pregnancy, when I log on to the app every day, it says you're this many weeks. And if you're going to the doctor, you say how many weeks.
Yeah,
so that's
okay, no,
why.
That's fair enough.
But in real life, I won't do that.
Cannot I compute that 27 weeks is 6 months.
Dwayne actually used to do that with Danish, my dog. He'd be like, she's 11 months. And I'd be like, shut the fuck up. She was found on the side of a road. Like, we don't know how old she is.
Brilliant.
How are we?
Good morning. How are you getting on?
Brand, I know it's like a banned thing on the show. You're not allowed to talk about sleep. No.
Go on, we'll allow it.
Just for this once. No, but like I'm sure we've all been there. And I'm grand actually. I thought it'd be worse.
Yeah.
We've all been there at one point or another where you just realise, oh right, so we're just not going to sleep tonight.
Yeah.
It was such a strange night because like there was nothing wrong. I didn't feel, do they sometimes we, all of us like could lose a bit of sleep if we're anxious or overthinking or whatever at night time.
Yeah, exactly.
And that happens, unfortunately, to lots of people. But there was actually nothing going on. I was just like, eyes were closed, was really relaxed, but was totally conscious.
Oh, it's the worst.
All night.
When you get to the realization around like 3 or something, when you're like, okay, I'm obviously not sleeping at all. It's so bleak.
But you know, when you're in that weird place of like, as in I was well rested, like I wasn't on my phone or like you know what I mean? I wasn't open about.
You did everything right.
I just lay there. And it was kind of nice. But yeah, I honestly, I think this is the first time in years I can be like, I actually am running on zero here.
Oh my God.
But it'll be fun.
Yeah,
it'll
no,
fun.
It'll be grand. No, it's going to be a quirky show.
It'll be a bit of crack. Like,
Dave's
you know?
Still sick. Mm. Emma got no sleep, but she managed to drag herself in, for God's sake. I have a trick when I can't sleep. I sing in my head Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh,
the
that's
whole
a good one.
Thing. And because it's like
is
7 minutes long. Yeah.
Do you know it word for word?
Kind of, from is singing it to myself so much. Fantasy. And by the end of it, you're usually asleep because it's so long.
That's great.
Or a song of your choice.
Yeah, I could have actually put on it. I love those like YouTube meditation videos.
Oh yeah, the one with Stephen Fry reading about the lavender field in France.
The only thing about those is because their biggest kind of flaw is you can't automatically say turn that off now in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably busy. So you're kind of still semi-conscious going, I'm going to have to turn that off.
Oh, that's
do you know what I mean? I'm going to have to be the one to do that or else the battery will go dead. Or
when can we rest? When can we get a minute's peace around here?
So true.
Come on, Dave and Fiona. On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
How are you getting
on? Speak for yourself.
Well, yeah, there's a few of us around. That's why I said it three times. I feel like Dave should actually really be here for this because I know he's been on his Christmas sandwich journey. But anyway, needs must. I just want to talk about, obviously, I feel like there's Christmas sandwich fatigue in a few people, not just in Dave. I had a Christmas sandwich a couple of weeks ago and I felt a bit sick after and it took me a while to get right. And I'm kind of thinking maybe we need to branch out a bit and try different food, different like formats. Still the classic Christmas components.
I think what's funny about the Christmas sambos is I don't really want to have a Christmas dinner until Christmas Day.
Really? So you'd hold back?
I'm holding off now. I'll,
okay, very
I'll
good.
Wait.
And famously, you have about 19 sambos. You have your
after.
First... See, what we do in my household now, the ham is ready the night before.
So you start usually, picking.
Yeah, if you come home from the pub on Christmas Eve, you'll probably have a ham and stuffing sambo.
Yeah.
Turkey not ready till the next day. Mm. Then on Christmas night, sambo number one.
Yeah.
And then on Stephen's Day, it's a write-off. Like, you're not eating anything else for about 19 days. So no point, like, starting with the Christmas sambos in November. But
can I just throw in a really quick side note?
Yeah.
So there's a massive gang of us for Christmas dinner this year.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You're not going to have a single sambo left.
I'm nervous about that, yeah, because all the scavengers, they'll divvy it all up to take it home. But there was a big list sent around about what everyone's jobs are.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, my dad's on soup, my mom's on whatever, my granny's on dessert, someone else is on this, whatever. My thing is bring the traitors board game and your vibes.
That's an important job, Emma. That's very, very important.
It's also giving we don't trust you with any of the food.
You can't
but you
even
make a great soup.
I know.
You can't even unscrew the lid of the cranberry sauce. Bring vibes, girl.
And bring your board game.
Bring the board game and then you can leave.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're going to forget one of the pieces or something.
I'm not a child anymore. Like, I'm a fully grown, developed, give me a job. Like,
yeah, but do you want to cook for and even anything for about 40 people?
Like, no, but it's not the point.
Then cook the vibes, okay? And say nothing. But if your extended family are looking for like some sort of like little Christmas tipple, Christmas snack before it gets on to the big day, I've compiled a list of four interesting Christmas dish options that I've seen around the country. One is outside of the country. So starting up in Killarney in Kerry, there's a chipper called Denjo's. And what they have is a snack box that comes with a side of stuffing. The stuffing comes in like a garlic dip container almost. And you kind of just sprinkle it over like it's feta cheese. And then there's gravy as well if you want it.
I think that's kind of smart. I've never seen stuffing on the side before.
Yeah, I was surprised. But that's an option that they have. So we're gonna toot that.
Can it not be like a fluffy stuffing? Because I'm not here for fluffy. I want a stodgy kind
of
stuffing.
It's a little bit dry. It was a little bit dry.
I know. Oh, the gravy.
Yeah. But it wasn't stodgy now. I suppose if you're making it in bulk for the chipper. Okay, next up, I saw this Instagram recipe. It's from someone called Super Home Cook. I feel like this might be your vibe, producer Cam. It's a Christmas jacket potato. Oh. So you bake the potato, that's a job in itself, and then you kind of mash up the inside. Mm. Then you melt brie. I don't know
sexy.
About brie on a baked potato.
Brie is perfect no matter what you do with this. Just melt her up.
Oh, no, it is good, to be fair. And then there's like shredded ham. Then there's the stuffing. Then there's the pigs and blankets. Oh. So we've got a lot of meat on this baby. And then there's like smash sprouts, roast veg, whatever kind of
everything
bits like that you
but
have.
The pigs and blankets I'm game for. Yeah. That sounds great.
Oh, no. There was one year for Christmas where my mum didn't do pigs and blankets.
Really?
And it ruined Christmas.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. It's an English thing, isn't it? It's like, there's enough meat.
Pork wrapped in more pork. What's not to love?
You guys just need everything. Like, there's enough meat going on that plate,
well,
for God's sake.
We don't have the ham, really.
Oh, geez, not.
Okay, really.
Well, then that's fair. Jesus, you need the ham. Okay, finally, of course, this is iconic. Like, I couldn't do a Christmas list without this. Selby's Christmas chip. I feel like everyone saw this clip last year. It's a chipper on the Falls Road in Belfast.
Okay.
Here's the clip.
The Christmas chip is back on the menu. They're all basically the same, but they're all basically a Christmas dinner. Only one's on a bed of chips with a grape, right? Cranberry, if you wish. The majority do take the cranberry separate with the wrap and the burger.
Right. Jokes aside about the cranberry. She was laughing about the cranberry because she went so viral last year saying, cranberry, if you wish. It was like the like soundbite of the year. It's basically, it's either chips, a baguette, a wrap. It looked like they had some sort of battered mound of Christmas meat as well. Like the ham, the turkey and the stuffing all like in a big thing of batter. But this chipper, it went so viral. There was like people stopping off on cruise ships being like, can I have the Christmas chip?
Way.
I feel like she kind of set the trend. I think I'm pronouncing her name right. It's Shannon Clark.
That's class.
But she's a legend. So that's number two. I feel like you have to have a Christmas chip now at Christmas time. Finally, I saw this yesterday on Instagram. Son of a Bun Burger in Cork. You probably know this place if you've ever been to Cork City. They have introduced an Elf burger. So if you've seen Elf, you know the like deranged pasta that he makes, the spaghetti kind of thing. So this Elf burger is chili maple syrup, rice grand, M&M's, rogue, apple smoked cheddar, chicken tenders, streaky bacon, Christmassy filled potato pie, which I want, stuffing, gravy, brioche bun.
Stop now.
Oh,
that's disgusting.
There's
M&M's in there.
They said, taste it and it will make you feel young again. This burger will make you smile as well as love every bite.
Sorry, so there's chocolate in it?
There's chocolate.
It'll make you feel young again, but also take 5 years of your life.
That's in the fine print.
Here's Apple. This is Socrates Smiles. You're listening to Spin. Hello.
Hello.
I went to one of my favourite places in the whole world yesterday. Guess where?
The Grange.
The Grange? What's the Grange?
The range. Oh, it's so close.
Not the Range. You've one more guess.
Boxing.
Oh, it was boxing, but one of my favourite places, but not my favourite place. Sorry, Callum?
Nutgrove.
Oh, that's very hard to say. It is definitely up there with one of my favourite places, but in this case, not my favourite place.
I'm so embarrassed about saying the Grange.
Range Gorman.
I was like, what do you think I have going on in Grange Gorman?
You love that place, right?
No, I'll put you out of your misery.
Go on.
I went to the dump.
Oh my God, of course.
The dump.
I've never been to a dump.
You love the dump.
Callum. I've never been either until March of this year, and it really changed my whole perspective on everything. So basically, I got chest of drawers about 6 years ago. They're absolutely bamboozled in a terrible state. So finally got them sorted, and it was time to not leave them hanging around the house anymore and actually bring them to the dump. First and foremost, quite sexy to see your partner kind of kick a drawer apart to fit into the back of the car.
Yeah.
I was like, do that again. And he was like, I just did it. And I was like, there's another one inside. I want to see that again. And I want to film it this time.
Why are people paying for rage rooms? Like, this is, get yourself to the dump, baby.
I was literally like, how's it going to fit in the boot? Boom!
Whoa.
I was like, whoa.
Oh my God. He's not even scared of splinters.
Oh my
God.
Wow. So cool. Anyway, we get to the dump, right? And some people love a bit of ASMR. Let's just remind ourselves of the classic ASMR. The tapping, pretty popular.
Yeah.
I think there should be a whole YouTube channel, or ideally in my case, a Spotify playlist of dump ASMR, okay?
Right.
Because we get there and obviously we have pure green waste, right? So we're over in the recycling area.
Very good.
But what was really cool, and this didn't happen last time I was at the dump, was what you're throwing the wood down into was automatically being boomed by this big old machine and cleared out of its container.
Oh my goodness.
So it was extra atmospheric.
Now, ASMR famously should be relaxing sounds that people fall asleep to.
Well, have a listen. Sorry, this was the glass area next to us. Yeah,
I get that.
It could work. Could work.
Because there are those ASMRs where they kind of smash the little glass balls together and they go, the boy. Yeah.
It's lovely. So then this was the big machine flattening the wood. So it's this massive container. I'm catching all these drawers and throwing them over the wall.
Whoa.
I don't know why I feel so powerful doing it, but I do. And then they crush and then they get flattened and it sounds like this.
Oh, that's nice.
It is
nice.
That's nice.
I like that. That's my number one so far.
Okay. Then we get into kind of the crushing of the wood and then it all gets picked up by that big old hand of that machine.
Oh, the claw.
Oh, the claw.
The claw.
The claw's taking it away then.
Whoa. That sounds... That's great. That sounds like a film from the 90s. It sounds like, you know, like the house being blown away in the Wizard of Oz or something.
And very finally, good. Just the general hubbub, if you will, of heavy machinery doing their thing.
Oh.
Put it on a playlist. A bit of me now,
that's very gentle.
You don't want a warning, this vehicle is reversing kind of thing.
No.
That's a bit too much.
Please make room. No, but well, that just gentle hum.
Isn't it lovely? Mm. I'm obsessed. I look
that's
over,
lovely.
Callum's got his eyes closed. He's really trying to get into it.
I sleep so easy, so like if you played that to me, I'd be gone in the
dump right now.
Yeah.
Wow. Dream come true. I need to get there.
Have you been to the dump?
I've never been to the dump.
Lad,
sorry.
And you have to pay to go to the dump.
Yeah.
But it's just a one-off entry fee.
Exactly. Kinda. So basically...
A bit like Jump Zone.
Yeah, it's very similar.
Very similar to Jump Zone. Yeah. Similar vibes. You're paid by... Sorry, you pay by vehicle.
Oh, so it's not, you don't pay for you and Jack. It's just the car that goes in.
It's just the car.
Oh, handy.
So you could, but like,
so in that case, you've been more inclined to fill it up, like.
Yes.
And get rid of Jack.
Yeah.
Just more crap in there. So you can get your full money's worth. Or he can hang out the side of the window.
Here's MK Clementine Douglas, and come find me on Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Chris Riaz driving home for Christmas on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Now this morning, we want to get you sorted again with another lovely voucher for Lifestyle Sports.
Yeah, they're proudly Irish with 44 stores nationwide with next day delivery. And if you order before 10 o'clock on the 22nd of December, you are guaranteed to get delivery before Christmas.
That's kind of magic if you ask me. 200 euro Lifestyle Sports voucher to go. Killian's on to give this a crack this morning on the commute from town to Coolock. Are you, Killian?
I am, yeah.
Very good. And what do you do for work?
I am a network engineer.
Oh.
Does that mean you fix the network when it's down?
Exactly, yeah.
Ah.
And we have like certain customers and we would handle tickets and stuff like that.
Very good.
Tickets. So you just have a look at it and you're like, that's broken. And then you
exactly.
get someone else. Yeah. And that's so handy. You're always going against the traffic. So when you're driving to work or from work, you're just looking at all the other schmucks being like, God, what idiots.
Not on the way home. On the way home,
it's still bad, is it?
So. Misery.
Yeah, it's a killer either direction.
Listen, we'd love to get you sorted with the 200 euro lifestyle sports voucher this morning. How this is going to work is Callum is going to hold up three words. Now, these words could be some sports equipment you could get in lifestyle sports. It could be players, teams, etc. We're going to describe those words to you without saying the actual answer. Very similar to the vibe of 30 seconds, the board game. All you have to do is guess what we're describing. Do that correctly and you win. All right, Fiona, do you want to kick it off again today?
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
All
right, here we go. We'll get 30 seconds on the clock and we will kick off in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, first up, it's not a football. It's the posh ball that boys from Leinster play with and it's in the shape of Hey Arnold's head.
Rugby ball?
Yep. They're not Man United. They're the other one from there also.
Man-Z.
Yeah. And he just scored like a million goals for Ireland and he had a sports bra and he didn't go on the Late Late Toy Show because he had a match the next day. And his second name is a bird. No.
Second name's a bird. Football.
Second name's a bird. Football. Ireland. Second name's a bird.
No.
Oh, what do we do? What?
Keep going.
Let's just talk about this. What is the type of bird that talks, Killian?
Parrots.
Right.
And what is the place in ancient Rome that they brought the horse to?
I can do something easier, I think.
Okay.
What is the name of the main male protagonist in High School Musical?
Very good.
Troy.
Okay, now put them together.
Troy Parrott.
Yay! Oh my God, it was so easy. Well done.
Are you not familiar with his name, Killian?
Huh?
Are you not familiar with his name?
Or did I really watch a lot of football.
Wow!
Okay.
That's actually so interesting. Yeah. Even I know Troy Parrott.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Killian, I don't know how, but you've won the lifestyle voucher.
We're not ringing anyone.
And if Troy Parrott's listening, maybe he needs a bit of humbling. Do you know what I mean? Back down to earth, boy.
It's about time someone didn't know who he was. Okay, well done, Killian. Very, very good.
Thanks, guys. Thanks
so
much.
No worries. Bye. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Talk to you later if you want to win with Lifestyle Sports tomorrow. Sorry, what ancient Rome analogy, Fiona?
The Trojan horse. The horse of Troy. We all know about that. Remember, they snuck all the lads in.
I do.
And they pretended they were given a present. And then in the dead of night, all the lads came out and stormed the city.
Wow, what a throwback.
We all remember.
Your chance to win with Lifestyle Sports, same time in the morning. You're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Blackpink in your area.
Blackpink are not in our area and not coming to our area, which is sad.
False advertising by them.
Be there with absolute bells
Defo.
On if they announce something for here. They did come as far as London, I suppose, in the world tour back in August of this year. But into 2026, it's all kind of announced so far. Singapore, Tokyo, Hong Kong. And in terms of other European cities they touched on this year, they were in Milan, Barcelona, Paris. That's actually kind of all they did in Europe.
I know a few people travelled over for the London gig. I saw some people like on my stories there. And I feel like every time there's a big, like big K-pop artist coming to this part of the world, they never come to Dublin. And always the girls where I get my nails done are like trying to find some way to get over to London to see
them. Is this the thing? They need a stadium. Everything I can see that they've done is in a stadium. Like the arena wouldn't do them. So they need like what?
They need the Aviva or something. Would they sell that?
I'd say so.
I suppose no, I know they're massive like worldwide, I'm like, is the Irish demand there?
I want to go to a K-pop gig now.
Yeah,
that's my next.
There's a couple of gigs in the Three Arena next year that they added about three or four different dates on, and it's just a K-pop tribute. And if they can do three nights in the Three Arena,
and that's just a
so
tribute
true.
There's a demand.
That's so true.
103.8 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Good morning.
Good morning. Guys, I'm obsessed with this Mo Salah drama. Alex was just talking about it on the sports news.
Will you fill me in, please?
Okay.
Because I feel like I heard about it. I don't know if I was overhearing or anyway, tell me what's going on.
So in some sort of like press junket moment interview, Mo Salah basically was like, me and the manager don't get along, and he kind of really like threw him under the bus. He said their relationship has broken down.
Wow.
The manager wasn't expecting to hear this at all. I'm calling him the manager because I don't know if it's Arn or Arnie.
Callum, is it Aaron or Arnie Slot? He's editing something.
Okay, right.
No, did this happen after the Leeds game over the weekend?
I think it happened before. I don't know. But then, okay, so apparently it's really bad timing because Mo Salah is off to play for Egypt for a while. So while they could be working things out relationship-wise,
he's off on the international
break. He's going to be gone. And you couldn't really be saying, oh, it's grand that you threw me under the bus in public, come back and play. But they want to because like Mo Salah's the best.
Of course, he's
kind
king.
Of like iconic or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they don't want him going anywhere else.
Dodge.
So he's got them between a rock and a hard place.
I always wonder how they fall out though. Like what causes a fallout?
I know. This is like am I the asshole? Like I want to know. Like I want to get to the bottom of this. Mm. Like who screwed like, over
what
who?
What could he have possibly said to him? Run faster.
I don't know.
Pick up them cones after you.
My husband's just texted me, Arna Slot. Surely not. I feel like he's trolling me with that. Arna Slot.
That's it. That sounds right.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. But apparently the door is not closed. Apparently he will maybe let him back in. But then such awkward vibes. when the manager is like, hey, go over there. And he'd be like, I'm not.
But what are you saying? That he's just going to leave Liverpool?
Well, no, but the door is not closed. He could come back to Liverpool now.
But he'd want to come back to, that's where he plays.
I know, but it's like, if you publicly say that about your manager, you're not. Sorry, I'd say people who are like into Liverpool listen. Are screaming listening to this. But it's like, if you publicly slate your manager.
We're allowed to talk about sports.
Yeah, I'm
guys.
Trying to get involved. If you publicly slate your manager, you can't really play there anymore. You can't be like, yeah, I'm part of the team. Well, never walk alone. It's like you can't do that anymore.
Sure.
You said you don't like him. You said that he was not sound.
Oh, I need to get on Twitter about this.
I know, it's huge.
Need to figure it out.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Can't believe tomorrow's the night we're putting on the big night of laughs.
Oh. It's really crept up.
The last pair of tickets to go before 9 for now, though.
Tricky. 10.
All right, welcome on into the Tricky 10. It is our very exciting new game. We put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Every answer is a number between 1 and 10. It's very exciting. We love it. Get involved.
It's Jack on to give this a lash this morning. All set for Christmas, Jack. Who will you be spending the day with?
I think it'll just be my daughter and my family.
Oh, fabulous.
George, that's fab.
And is your daughter really excited for Santa?
Yeah, she is. She's in the car with me here.
Oh my God, how exciting.
Are you going to help your dad with the Tricky 10?
She's nodding her head.
She said, yeah. No, he doesn't deserve it.
That's dead brilliant.
Right. What's your daughter's name?
Sadie.
Okay, this is a big job for you now, Sadie. Very, very excited. We want to win your dad that fuzzy charge snooty.
Listen, how this is going to work is you've got 10 questions to get through and we want to get you top of the leaderboard, of course.
How this works is we're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, all right? So if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess, I would say. Now, if you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win that brand new Fuzzy Charge Snooty to get cozy this winter. On top of the leaderboard currently from yesterday is Sandra. She scored 5 in 55 seconds. Do you think you can beat that, Jack?
Of course you can. Come on, Jack.
We love. All right.
Let's kick this off, Jack. Wishing you the very best of luck. The clock will start in 3, 2, 1. How many goals did Bruno Fernandes score last night for Man United?
1.
Complete the name of the Dua Lipa song. Be the what? Be the what? Have a guess. Breaking Bad ran for how many seasons, Jack?
Nine.
If the time on the clock read 2100 hours, what time would it be?
9.
The 2018 heist comedy film starring Sandra Bullock is called Ocean's what? Ocean's
14.
How many letters are there in the word hacked? The word hacked, how many letters?
4.
If you hit a spare in bowling, how many pins have you knocked down in 2 attempts?
10.
Okay, and the Lighthouse Cinema and Smithfield Square are in which Dublin postal district?
Odd number. Lucky number.
7.
Yay! Come on! All right, let's see how you did.
0, 1.
Give him Dublin 7.
I
got
count.
It in no Callum.
0, 1, 2, 3.
Yay! Well done, Jack. All right, let's have a look back over the ones that you didn't get. All right, how many goals did Bruno Fernandes score last night for Manchester United? You said 1. You were close. It was 2. And then, see, you'd said 1 for the last one.
And that threw you.
So that threw you complete the name of the Dua Lipa song. I could be the one, be the one, be the one. Often, if it's a song, the answer is usually 1. Because it's like, you're the one, baby, you're the one. Anyway, you said 2.
Stop flirting with Jack, Fiona.
Sorry, Jack. Breaking Bad. I'm just trying to help here. Breaking Bad ran for how many seasons? You said 9. It was 5. The 2018 heist comedy film starring Sandra Bullock is called Ocean's What? You said 13, which is a Hall of Fame. So I hope that counts for something in your eyes. It does for ours. It was 8, what we were looking for. How many letters are in the word hacked? I think you'd given up at that stage. You said 4.
Is it hacked? I heard hacked.
Okay, you heard hack. Well, then Emma. What?
I bring it back.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey!
done, Jack. You're on a score of 4. So then you did technically get that right. And then there's a couple that we didn't get to. But listen, it was great crack. We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Did you have fun?
Yeah.
That's the
Yeah, it was good fun.
He's not sure yet how he feels about the whole thing. Jack, lovely to talk to you. Happy Christmas to yourself and Sadie, and thanks for listening.
Enjoy, guys.
No worries. Happy Christmas to
Happy
you too.
Christmas.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye. Okay, we crack on tomorrow. We still have the score to beat, which is Sandra from yesterday, a score of 5. This is very doable. Very
pretty
doable
good
now,
week to get involved, I'd say.
Get involved.
Get involved. For God's sake. No, you said it very clearly, to
Did
be
I?
Fair. But we
hacked.
Come on, we'll allow it for Jack.
Hacked is a hard word to say, you know.
It is.
Hacked. It's a bit disgusting.
Because you could be saying hacked, like the Rosie Hacked Bridge.
If you would like to get involved,
come on.
So you should. Take on the tricky 10 tomorrow. Messages right now. The word tricky in a WhatsApp.
You can beat 5.
You sure can. 087 711 1038. Right now, Somber, this is 12 to 12 on Spin.
Spin's fully charged. Recharged.
Lads, if you're not already, I would seriously advise getting on Instagram and following CMAT. Her content is very wholesome and beautiful at the moment. If you didn't see, or if you're not a particular fan, or you're not in the CMAT world, you might not know that she played her sold out gig at the Three Arena on Friday night, and then she booted it to Donnybrook and got on to the end of the Late Late Toy Show.
I loved the video that was put together yesterday of her literally coming off stage, hopping in a car, heading over to Donnybrook.
Insane.
I actually forwarded the video to my mom. Like, my mom adores it.
Your mom is a big fan, because we saw her together at All Together Now.
Yeah. And my mom was like, isn't she just wonderful?
She's just unbelievable. Yeah. And there actually was such a, because I was at the gig on Friday, and there was such a mixed age of fans.
Yeah.
There was like older people rocking out. There was kids. And I was like, they're missing the toy show to be here. Mm. Like, they'd rather see C-Man. Anyway, she managed to do both, which I think is just like,
iconic.
In terms of Irish national treasure, like playing Three Arena the night of the toy show and still finding time to go and appear on the toy show, I just feel like that is peak and
I know
unbelievable.
There was definitely reasons for it. And I'm not like, she's amazing.
Mm.
But when the kids were singing her song, I was like, would you not sing with them?
See, did you also see the video in terms of her content at the moment of her singing side stage?
No.
She's like rocking out side stage as they're singing.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I thought you meant at her own gig. At the toy show.
At the toy show.
I know. I was like, would you not liked just her to come sing out with them?
This was actually my feedback in general for the toy show this year. It was a great toy show, but I feel like they didn't bring the celebs out quick enough. I'm like, we know the celeb is coming. In many cases this year, it was a video recording.
Yeah, but even with the Brilliant Kingfisher, they came out for like the last verse and chorus of
Killa. It's like, we know they're there. Bring them out, bring
and the
them
kids
out.
Know
the
they're
kids,
there too.
The kids, oh my god, the little young lad with the mullet losing his mind over Kingfisher. I was like, get these celebs out quicker, get Roy Keane out quicker. You've made the It's His Job joke about 4 times now, Patrick Keelty. If you're looking for feedback, I don't know if you're welcoming feedback, but that's mine.
C-Mac could have come out literally.
C-Mac could have come out and done the last verse.
Shit, yeah.
With the girls.
And maybe I was like, maybe she's on vocal arrest after doing the gig or something. I was like trying to understand why she didn't actually sing.
I'd say it wasn't her call now. Because she would have loved to go out with the girls. If you missed this on the toy show, this was actually a big storyline of the. So as well as like having her Three Arena moment, having her travel to the toy show moment, her song was one of the biggest storylines of the toy show. Because this choir, if you missed it, it was like they were told that they just missed out on getting to perform at the toy show.
So they had like a watch party in their school in Ballymun, wasn't it?
In their school, which I'm like, are they going to the school at 25 to 10 at night on a Friday? Because I don't recommend that for the kids. But anyway, they were at the school and then they were told, you're actually going to the toy show, which is like just toy show gold. They had to get in a bus, get to Donnybrook.
It looked
really
like they
quickly
were just in a random Dublin bus as well.
It did. It was so good. If you missed that, this is them singing the CMAT song. I agree. She could have come out because then it was there was a bit of hanging around, and then she eventually came, and all the little girls lost their mind. Beautiful, wholesome, great clothes to the toy show.
I did think though it was a very good deterrent for Patrick to be able to say to those kids, "Now, girls, obviously she can't be here tonight. Like, she's at the Three Arena, and you know that's legit." Like,
yeah, exactly. Let them down to bring them back up again. And then, so after she'd done all that toy show business, you think, "Oh, she'd take the night off." No. She's in her local pub the next night doing a surprise gig in Dunboyne. Dunboyne Diana is her nickname, famously. And she sung "I Want to Be a Cowboy" for all the locals.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And obviously the locals are so supportive, but they don't really know the song. So they just sung the lyrics, like just repeated it a million times. But it's very like, you know, you come home for Christmas, say you're doing well beyond in London or Sydney or something, and you come home and you're like, "God, I have to see Granny, I have to go on the toy show, and then I have to perform a surprise gig at my local pub."
See, the problem is with rural Ireland, and I know this as someone who's from rural Ireland or grew up in rural Ireland, like that was probably the bravest thing she did. Braver than going to the Three Arena, braver than making her big late, late toy show appearance, is going to her local pub with local people who are like, "Jeez, she's fond of herself, isn't she?"
I completely agree. Oh, you think you're someone, do you?
I agree 100%. The BBC, probably living in London, coming back here and then singing for us when we're just trying to have a quiet pint.
Well, I don't think much about the football's on. I think they were delighted, but that would always be the worry as well.
That would be totally the fear, wouldn't it?
But no, fair play to her. She is the queen of Christmas, officially. Have her on top of your tree if it's not too late, if you haven't already decorated.
And the outfit she wore to the toy show was just class as well. Yeah, big fan.
Emma, Dave and Fiona's Big Night of Laughs, supporting the Dublin Simon community.
Tomorrow is the big day.
Woohoo!
We're putting up a huge stand-up comedy night this Christmas, and we're very lucky that we get to do that because Fiona Frawley joined the show this year, and she is a comedian who has a fantastic contact book, so we are very grateful. Listen, we're doing all this for an amazing cause as well, for Dublin Simon Community. As you well know, I'm sure, it's a charity who serves people who are homeless or at risk of homelessness. This is all through outreach, treatment, counselling and recovery services. Last week we went out and we joined their soup run, where they give soup and sambos and chocolate and water and juice to as many people who are experiencing homeless on the streets of our city as possible. And it was very eye-opening for us all, I feel, because we were obviously all aware of people who are sleeping rough in town. But when you actually do the soup run, you realise the vast amount of people who are experiencing homelessness in our city.
Yeah, truly.
It was a very, very eye-opening experience. And yeah, all the money we can raise for them, the better. So the gig happening tomorrow with Sugar Club.
Very, very exciting. We've got Emma Doran, we've got Michael Fry, we've got Rachel Galvo, we've got Shane Daniel Byrne. Your very last chance to win tickets, by the way, coming up very shortly. But for now, obviously, Emma and Dave, very much against their will, I would say, are doing their first stand-up sets on the night tomorrow. Now, I feel like this is a big pull for a lot of people. Obviously, you want to see the big names, but you also want to see your favourite radio presenters make a show of themselves for the very first time.
And I didn't sleep last night.
No, it is really, really scary.
I think it's the scariest thing I've ever done.
It easily is. And honestly, like,
also, I wanted to say, if you're coming tomorrow, I have a stammer and it gets really bad when I'm nervous. So be prepared for me to not be able to get my words out.
There's already a comedian on the Dublin scene with a stammer, so you're kind of coming for his gig. Aidan Green is his name. So if I hear you harp on about the stammer too much, I'm going to have to get on to him, because I feel like he's kind of patented it. You know what I mean? Okay. So just be careful with that. I'll give you some other pointers. So I do feel for anyone who's doing this against their will, because I willingly signed up to stand up. I wanted to do it. And even still now, the nerves are debilitating. Like, you, before going on stage, you feel like something's going to come out of some sort of orifice and you don't know which one it's going to be until you get on stage.
Does it ever get easier for you?
A little bit, but like, the nerves are debilitating. Like, they're not good. And if people aren't nervous, they're crap. Like, people who are backstage being like, "I don't get nervous," and then they proceed to go on stage and do the worst performance.
I've already done a boxing match this year. That was out of my comfort zone. I've done enough.
Yeah, I know.
This is more terrifying. I'd rather go into there tomorrow and for everyone in the Sugar Club to throw punches at me.
Well, maybe. Look, if you're listening, if you have your tickets to come and you're willing to throw hands, sit in the front row. Now, here's some guidance that I am going to give you based on my very first gig, which is a long time ago now. It could be quite specific to me. But let's just see what you can do with this. Okay, first off, I would write out your set word for word, like it's a monologue, and just say it over out loud loads of times, just so you're confident with it and like your energy isn't wasted up there being like, what comes next?
Here is what I think, because I wrote it out word for word, and I'm thinking today I'm going to record it.
That's
and then put it in my AirPods all day, over and over and over again.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, because you ever feel like you learn things by listening, not reading?
100%. Yeah. Or saying out loud, I find. Now, you can have your notebook on stage. You're not looking to go pro. I would say just have a notebook.
And that could be kind of funny, maybe.
Exactly. Tick them off, say, oh, you hated that. You know, that's all part of it. Next, this could be quite specific to me. When I first did stand-up, when I did my very first gig, I just graduated drama school, so I invited all my actor friends along so that they would laugh really loudly because they try and make the night about them. Okay. You know, like if you ever see an actor in the audience of anything, they're laughing because they want you to know that they're in on the joke more than you. So if you have any actor friends, I know the gig is sold out.
I do now, no.
Or just any attention seekers. Bring the attention seekers who want to make the evening all about them.
Do we have any few tickets for a few attention seekers?
Attention seekers is only two left. Okay. The person who wins them better love attention. Final advice, don't look directly at the crowd because they're too scary. I feel like it took me about 2 years before I looked dead in the eye of a crowd member, because sometimes you don't like what you see. Sometimes they're like avoiding eye contact. They're looking out the window. Or if you're performing at a festival, they've come to the comedy tent to sleep. So avoid eye contact for a while. And yeah, so that's all I can say.
But in terms of like, where do you look then?
Just look out into the abyss. It's going to be dark. You're not going to see anything.
I can't tell you what my stomach is doing right now. I'm so nervous about this.
Listen.
And it's not about me. It's about raising money for Dublin Simon Community.
But yeah.
5 minutes is going to feel like hours.
Would you rather jump out of a plane for charity?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do that next year. But for now, if you're listening, if you're coming to the show tomorrow, you know Emma and Dave aren't doing this by choice. This is like one of the worst things you can do against your own will is stand-up comedy. So give them all your love and support.
When it was suggested weeks ago, I was like, ah, yeah, that'll be grand.
But now it's happening.
But when you actually think about what it means, it's definitely 100% the scariest thing I've
Everyone's going to be so up. Look, if you're coming tomorrow, send a text of support for Emma and Dave right now. They're going to be amazing.
Thanks, hon.
Emma, Dave and Fiona's big night of laughs, supporting the Dublin Simon community.
All right, it's happening tomorrow. I can't believe the day is nearly here. One more sleep, as we say in the Christmas industry. Fiona.
Kelly Clarkson.
Sorry for saying my name first. That's not how it goes. Emma, Dave and Fiona's big night of laughs happening at the Sugar Club. Every cent going to Dublin Simon Community. We've tickets sold out very quickly. We have been given a select few away.
Now, the good news is I've realised Callum has just told us that Dave and I's, our sets are going to be recorded.
Yeah.
So what is radio friendly of those will make it to air on Thursday after the gig. So if you don't get to be there, you'll be able to laugh in our faces.
It's not fair to ask you to do a radio friendly set. That's a skill in itself. So a lot of it won't be. Thank God. Like trying to do
a clean
set.
The first time I heard you say something dirty on stage, I was appalled actually.
It's really hard trying to keep it clean for in here, and often I don't, which is that's the choice I've chose to make for myself.
Listen, you've messaging in the word laugh to 0877111038. Our final pair of tickets to go. You have to answer your phone a very particular way, and that's it. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Oh.
Wow.
Kind of half-arsed, to be honest. Jesus. Yeah, would permanently damage my self-esteem if I got that laugh in person. But no, it doesn't matter, Christine. You're coming to the big night of laughs. And try and do a better one than that tomorrow. Yeah, like the one you're doing now. That's much better. Well done. I know, it's scary to answer the phone in that way. So well done, Christine. Are you free tomorrow night?
I am, yeah.
Yay.
I think it was more of like, what if it's somebody else that's calling you laughing on the phone?
I know. That's always the scary thing. So that was great.
Your genuine laugh is lovely, Christine. Your fake laugh
We appreciate you being vulnerable with us, Christine. Come here, actually, out of interest, we were asking this on the show yesterday because we were trying to get people with a job that I can make fun of to come to the show. So what do you do for a living?
I'm working in car rental.
car rental.
Oh, you can have
okay,
the crack
there's
there.
There's something we can do with that. Okay, Christine, you sit up the front tomorrow and we'll have a bit of crack with that. Very excited to see you there.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Who are you going to bring with you, Christine?
More than likely my sister.
Nice.
Oh, that's fun. Girls
yeah.
night out.
Yeah, it'd be nice together, yeah.
Doors are at 7 tomorrow, so we'll see you then. Woohoo!
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Bye, Christine.
Hello, God.
Hi.
I'm obviously living under a rock because the news of the storm was just news to me this morning.
Yeah, no, it's meant to be bad.
It's so funny. We were chatting to someone earlier on the show who did not know who Troy Parrott was.
That was offensive.
No, my point is sometimes it's just weird. We're also on online.
It passes you by and you're in your own algorithm. You're in your own echo chamber.
Exactly. I had no idea that Storm Bram.
Like Bram Stoker. Scavy.
Who's Bram Stoker?
He wrote Dracula. And I think he's from Clontarf.
Yeah, he's Irish.
So I should know then.
So
this
all
is
the
my Troy Parrott moment, is it?
Ah, no, it's a bit less topical than Troy Parrott, like Bram Stoker. It's
from Reno Crescent.
Yeah, there you go now.
Something that you knew that you just Googled it.
Yeah,
I knew he was Irish.
Because it's a big, there's like around Halloween, there's always like a big Bram Stoker festival, Bram Stoker tour and everything.
Well, again, it comes back to my initial point. Whatever's in your algorithm, exactly. I wasn't aware of this event.
And you're not a Halloween person. And that's allowed. What's your favourite storm memory? Mine is Storm Ophelia. I was working in a drive-through cafe that was a shipping container at the time, so needless to say that was closed because it would have been very dangerous to stick your head out the window and like take people's orders. So I stayed at my friend's house and we watched Far and Away with Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise.
Nice.
Some of the worst Irish accents you've ever heard. And it was so good.
I actually have a really good one.
Yeah.
I have a really good one. Now this will make you sick to your stomach. We're going to go back to 2018.
Lovely.
Storm Emma.
Oh, yeah.
The Beast from the East.
Yeah.
Wasn't good for the confidence.
While the whole
country shut down, and this was before working from home was a thing.
Yeah.
So everyone was just off for like a good week or whatever it was at the time. I had FOMO while I lay on the beach in Bali.
That's so unfair.
I missed the entire storm. And it was named Emma, which
That's
made it
so
a little bit.
Mean.
Everyone was having the crack. They're all going to like these ski parties in the pubs.
Yes.
Everyone was having the time of their lives. People were saying, this is hilarious. Like, people are coming together like never before. People are becoming friends with neighbours they've never met before. Everyone's helping each other down the road.
And you were in Bali like a schmuck.
Like a schmuck. It actually ruined me holiday.
A group of kids pelted me with snowballs on Pear Street during that storm.
Well, that's to say, welcome to the area.
Yes.
Now, come on. That's
get
our
it together,
tradition.
Callum.
It's Olivia Dean. Yeah. Emma, Dave and Fiona. Talk to me. You're...
Right, lads. It is Tuesday, and we used to do this after 7:30, but it's moved to its new home. It'll always be after 9 o'clock in case you've been looking for it.
Woohoo!
It is Top 10 Tuesday, and that's how I really knew Dave was sick.
Oh, he would not miss this.
He loves a bit of Top 10 Tuesday. Callum is, what would you say, hosting this today?
Yes.
And because Dave is not here.
You're in the hot seat.
And famously, I'm terrible at participating in this, which is why I usually host it. So welcome, I guess.
This one won't be too hard for you. I have a bonus question prepared in case you do get the top 10 in this one.
Oh, you're
really
confident.
I'm pretty confident.
Every time you say you're confident, we proceed to have the worst game of all time.
So if you don't know what Top 10 Tuesday is, it's where I'm going to give you a topic this week and you have to fill in what you think of the top 10 of that topic might be. We've done last week the last 10 James Bond films.
Oh,
didn't
yeah,
really
that
go.
Was good.
Yeah, it was a good one.
It was
one.
An education.
I feel like he got 6 out of 10 or something. It was
I
pretty
think
solid.
We did.
Yeah, you kind of work together as a team. The least
well, that's what I like to do.
Counted as an Islander and more. Emma and Fiona, you've 3 lives each and you're playing against each other. You're going to take it in turns to try and complete this top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. If you can't fill out the top 10, if you lose your 3 lives, we're going to throw it out to you listening on 0877111038 to see if you can complete the top 10 list. Now, it's getting towards Christmas. What do you do at Christmas? You play board games. This week, I am looking for the 10 letters in Scrabble that have a score of 3, 4, or 5 points.
I have no idea what any of that means. You'll have to explain.
So in Scrabble, it's a game where you are making words yep. on a board mm-hmm. and each letter on the word has a point. So a really common letter would have 1 point and it'd go up to 10 points for a league. Have you two never played Scrabble?
No, I have, but I just don't like this one. Okay, so these are the low stake letters.
Well, no, because there are letters that have 1 and 2 points, but there are 10 letters combined that score either 3, 4, or 5.
So these are middle of the road.
Mid tier letters.
Okay, and so the highest score you could get for a letter would be?
10.
Right. 10. Okay.
So
like, for example, just throwing it out there, A is probably in the first three.
A has 1 point.
Okay.
I'll give you that already.
Okay,
so that's not in the list because we are looking for the 10 letters in Scrabble that have a score of 3, 4, or 5
I'm actually
points.
Into this now. I'm going to kick it off confidently with the letter C.
The letter C, Emma, is a 3 point letter. So that's in the list at number 2.
Well done, Em. C, you said.
So the list actually goes in alphabetical order of points as well.
Okay.
So the ones that are on 3 points are in alphabetical order, and then it's the alphabetical order of 4 points and then 5 points.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm going to say N.
N for November.
Yeah.
Fiona, it's not in the top 10.
Okay.
Because it's a 1 point letter.
Oh my God, N I thought was, because I was going to say L. L for Laura. Mm.
And is that your answer for this one?
Yeah.
L for Laura is not in the top 10.
Sugar.
It's a 1 point letter.
What? Mm. So C is less common than L.
Yeah.
What about R?
R for rabbit.
Yeah.
Fiona, R is a 1 point letter. It's not in the top 10.
Oh my God, I hate this.
God, because you think R is a little bit out there.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy.
Okay, let's stick with the K.
K is in the top 10.
Oh.
It's number 10.
Whoa.
Because it's the only 5 point letter.
Okay, so the rest
okay,
are
so
all
that's alphabetical order, so that means the rest of them are all
between
lower than K?
No.
Oh.
Because what I said previous, they're in alphabetical order of the numbers that they feature in. So the alphabetical order of the 3 points go first,
I know what you mean.
Then 4 points, and then 5
points. I getcha. Okay.
Okay, let's just go through A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Okay.
I'm going to say... Wait, who's going
to... It's over to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say P.
P for Percy?
Yeah.
Is in the list.
Yay! Okay.
It's a 3 point answer, and it's number 4.
Okay.
So, we are looking for the 10 letters in Scrabble that score either 3, 4, or 5 points. Number 2, C. Number 4, P. Number 10, K.
All right.
That is it so far.
J. Please, J for jam.
J for jam is an 8 point letter, so it is not on the list.
Ooh, okay.
Emma, you've lost 2 lives and scored 2 points. Fiona, you've lost 2 lives and scored 1 point.
Okay, what about... this is hard. What about T?
Fiona.
I'm out.
You are out.
Right.
T is a 1 point letter.
You say it like it's so obvious.
It's because because there are 10 1 point letters, and I was going to do all of the 1 point letters, but I thought that would be too easy, and therefore it is, because Fiona's guessed the majority of them.
We usually watch telly on.
Okay, so Emma, you've won life.
My final one, and honestly, I'm really hopeful on this one. Oh, orange.
Oh, it's a 1 point letter.
Right.
It's not in the top 10.
That's that then.
It's a disastrous top 10 Tuesday. One of the worst.
But like, I don't know.
You've only scored 3. This week on Top 10 Tuesday, we are looking for the 10 letters in Scrabble, just the letters that score either 3, 4, or 5 points on them. We've
like,
only
in my
got
head,
3.
Oh, like... U in my head would be a 1-pointer. O would be a 3 to 5. And then Q would be higher. Do you know what I mean? I'm just trying to work out like how often these letters come up.
The middle
words.
Of the road ones are hardest.
Yeah. Q was the highest answer. Q and Z both.
Do you know
have
what I mean?
Points.
Yeah, you'd kind of know that.
Yeah.
So we're
like,
looking.
Why then? Well, say for example, okay, I don't want to give answers away if people are going to get involved in this, but like, why to me would come up a lot, but. Maybe I should have a Y.
Where is Y in the list? Yeah. We'll find out very soon. So 087 711 1038. Can you complete this miserable looking top 10 list? We are looking for the 10 letters in Scrabble that score either 3, 4 or 5 points. So far, we've only got number 2, which is C, number 4, which is P, and number 10, which is K. There's 7 to go. There's an IMC cinema pass for each correct answer.
Yeah, God, you could really, really
sweep really
up some...
go to that cinema.
You really could. Get in touch with your guesses. And as he said, it is a bit miserable looking today. 087-711-103 on WhatsApp, please. Right now, though, The Weeknd and Cry For Me. You're listening to Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Let the kids sing now first, right? Ready for us? Here we go. Come on, everybody.
When the snowman brings the snow. When the snowman brings the snow. When the snowman brings the snow. When the snowman brings the snow.
It's Wizards. And I wish it could be Christmas every day. You're listening to Spin. Hello.
Where are those kids now? I wonder.
I know. I actually was thinking they should get together and do like a... Like yeah, when was that even recorded, I wonder, that
like
song?
Like 70s, would it have been? I don't know if it's that though.
50 years ago.
But they're now, they're like, oh, it was in the Wizards.
1973.
Oh, slay.
When the snowman brings the snow.
Guys, I nailed that. I'm on it with the general knowledge today. Not in this quiz, though.
Here we go. It's the penultimate Top 10 Tuesday of the year. It's where we give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Emma and Fiona had a disastrous round today.
Because it was a disastrous topic.
I
think if Dave was here, it would have been equally a nightmare.
I think Dave would have stormed out in protest.
Yeah.
I think he would have gone very logical on this. This week we are looking for the 10 letters in Scrabble that have a score of 3, 4 or 5 points. Emma and Fiona in studio only managed to get 3. Emma did win the week 2-1. Paltry 2-1. Number 2 is C, number 4 is P, and number 10 is K. And that's all we have.
A little bit of Scrabble.
Get a junior Monopoly, junior Scrabble or something.
No, we can play adult Scrabble. The numbers of the score of the letters just don't live in my head rent free.
Well, they need to.
I'm a busy woman. I have other facts. You heard what I just said there about Wizard when the song came out.
Listen, we need your help. There are 7 IMC Cinema passes for the taking this morning on this because we did so miserably. Clara, are you a big fan of Scrabble?
No, but my granny is. She used to always force us to play Scrabble.
Oh, cute. Oh my God, your granny and producer Callum would get along, obviously.
Listen, we are under serious pressure here. We've only identified 2, 4 and 10, C, P and K. Can you help us out?
Yes, so there's B.
Callum, B.
There is B, and B is in the list. It's number 1.
Wow.
That's okay. A 3-point answer. Go on, Clara, keep going.
There's M.
M is number 3.
Wow.
Oh, I was so close. I guessed N. So I think that should count for something.
F for feck it.
F is number 5.
Wow, okay.
Whoa.
You're doing well, Clara. Can
well
you keep
done,
going
Clara.
On this? Or?
H.
H is number 6.
Oh my God, you're actually doing
you're
it
doing
in
order. Order. It's so impressive.
V.
V is number 7.
What the hell?
Come on, Clara.
W.
W is number 8.
What's your granny's name, Clara?
Google.
And Y. And Maria.
Maria, yeah, Callum said her name's Google. Yeah. What a legend.
And
okay, number 9.
Is number 9 Y? Does it complete the top 10? It does!
Wow!
Oh, yay!
Clara
and Maria, very, very impressive.
Hats off to you. So the top 10 list for once and for all. Number 1 is B, 2 is C, 3 is M, 4 is P, 5 is F, 6 is H, 7 is V, 8 is W, 9 is Y, and 10 is K. Clara, you're going to the cinema 7 times!
Wow.
Thanks so much. We're going to have to start playing Scrabble now.
We will. Yeah, we'll add that to the list.
In fairness, Clara was sending messages during the game of
really?
Top 10
okay,
with
so
these
knows.
Letters. You're like, great.
She's a real deal.
She's a Scrabble OG.
Fair play, Clara. Have a good day.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
I just want to know, Callum, when's the last time you played Scrabble?
I'd have to say like 15 years ago.
I was thinking.
Mm-mm.
But I just thought, I tell you what, next week's Top 10 Tuesday will be fantastic.
Just make it not a letter answer. The
no, it's going to be a music-based one, and the reviews are in, and I've been told that is the worst Top 10 Tuesday we've had.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You win some, you lose some.
Always blame the quiz master.
Who's giving out?
Just there, people on WhatsApp. There.
And again, hate mail welcome. Address it to Callum Farmer, CO, Spin Studios, Spin HQ, Spin Tower. It won't get to him, but
Mumford and Sons now at Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Okay, very exciting this week on the show. We are teaming up with Super Social. Super Social has you covered if you're looking for a date night with a difference or a big mate's day out.
Sorry, I know we mentioned it, but that is a fantastic idea for a date.
It really is. Impress someone on Hinge. Don't just say, oh, let's go for a pint. Let's go to Super Social. Yeah. Let's put our skills to the test.
Yeah.
What you can do there is there are 3 floors, high-tech mini golf, next-gen darts, supercharged shuffle boards, and the fully interactive arena, plus a huge restaurant and bar to keep the good vibes going. Okay?
I'll treat you to a meal too, honey.
Yeah.
You can book online at supersocial.ie or drop into them and they'll get you sorted there as well. On to play this morning for our deadly prizes, which is a €100 voucher, and someone at the end of the week will be upgraded to a night out there for up to 10 people with your games and food. Laura, how are you?
Doing good, thank you.
Good. Listen, we would love you to win with Super Social. Would you have 10 people to bring along to this? Because we'd struggle, we think.
Yeah, I think I'd have to figure that out.
But she's a social gal.
And what are you up to this morning?
Just doing some work from home.
Nice. Okay, the storm is coming. It's nice that you're getting to work from home today. Laura, how this is going to work is we're about to put 30 seconds on the clock and we're going to ask you as many general knowledge questions as possible. For each question that you get correct, you're going to earn a dart. And at the end of your 30 seconds, we'll then throw the darts in studio at the dartboard. We'll total up all the scores at the end of the week and the person who has the highest score will win the upgrade, which is of course the night out for 10 people with your games and food. But for now, you do have the €100 voucher. Okay,
great.
All right, let's throw 30 seconds on the clock. Obviously be as quick as you can and earn as many darts as you possibly can as well. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. Which football team play their games at Stamford Bridge? Okay, move on.
Which superhero can climb walls and swing from webs?
Spider-Man.
Which tech company produces the Galaxy smartphone?
Samsung.
Okay.
December 26th is known as whose day in Ireland?
St. Stephen's.
How many seconds are there in a minute?
60.
I'll Make a Man Out of You is a song from which movie?
Milan.
Which country is shaped like a boot?
Italy.
Right, very good.
I'm
just tallying up your scores there, Laura, and you got a score of six.
Very good, well done. Thank you. Now, unfortunately for you, Laura, I will be throwing your darts today, but I'm going to give it the best possible go.
All right, let's do this, Fee. You got this. Okay. When's the last time you threw a dart, Fiona?
Not in this lifetime. Where do I stand here?
Just there.
Okay. All right, we're trying to get as many, many scores on the board as we can for Laura this morning. Off she goes. She's using the left hand and it's landed on a
60.
On a 60, Laura. That's a great start. Ooh, for you.
Yes.
She's just added a 10 to that. We're at 70.
I hit the door.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay, you're three to go.
Three more to go.
So that's 70.
Yeah.
Oh, blank, sorry.
That lands on a blank.
80.
Another 80. Woo. Well done, Fiona Frawley.
Guys, I'm unreal. I'm sorry, I jinxed it.
We missed the last one, did we?
Yeah.
So 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yes, I am using my fingers. 150 points, Laura.
Sorry, Laura.
That's all right.
I brained it there. Well, I mean, it was good in my... estimation, but not good in yours, because Sarah got 185 points yesterday, so I'm very sorry. But you do have that €100 voucher for Super Social anyway, and you don't have to worry about finding 10 people to bring. So in a way, it's a good thing.
No, I'm delighted. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I've given
Laura.
You the gift of less admin.
Yes, absolutely.
Cheers,
thanks
Laura.
So much, Laura. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. If you would like to win with Super Social, another chance tomorrow on the show, same time, just before 9:30.
Woo.
For now, though, it's Rossi on the team up with our very own Jazzy. It's High on Me here at Spin.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Welcome on in. There's a lot of important stuff that you can learn in this segment of the show. Guidance for life that comes from me, Fiona Frawley. So you're very welcome for that. And today, breaking news in the pop culture world. Actually huge. I'm bringing it to you now live. Ariana Grande does not know what 6-7 is.
Oh.
And she admitted that in the comment section of a recent post that she did. Okay? So she put up a post of some emotional stuff from Wicked, What's New, and someone commented saying 6-7, and she commented saying, I don't know what this means. I was reacting to him saying the amount of emotional scenes back to back, but I'm scared. What is 6-7? A lot of us are scared of it. A lot of us of a certain age.
And how many mentions did they get in on the toy show the other day?
Oh, stop. I know.
14, it was, wasn't it?
It was incredible. And then obviously a load of people were replying to her. And then she said, actually, I don't want to know. Please, I love you all. Enjoy. And I think that is the best way that you can approach 6-7. Mm. I don't want to know. I love you all. Enjoy.
In your words, explain it.
It's literally just a thing kids do when there's ever an option, when there's ever like an opportunity to talk about numbers or anything. When it's like, oh, how many people are here tonight? What was the best score you saw?
Well, what, all of that. What then they just go, off,
6-7. It's just a kid's being stupid. And the more we try to rationalize what it is, the further we get away from them. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
The more you try to make sense of it, the further you get into a deep hole of disappointment. So that's my advice to the world when it comes to trying to understand.
So it's
six,
just
seven.
Like 6 or 7?
6-7. Seven. Don't try and understand it. It is what
but
it is.
Why? I like to know why. I like
There's
reasons.
No why. There's no why. These
but
kids,
how did the word spread all across the world that this is something the kids do now?
They just started doing it on TikTok. Six they haven't a brain cell between them. 6-7. Be lucky they can count up that high.
Fiona.
Ah, no. The children are the future, etc.
They sure are.
Thank you.
Okay, listen, that is just about it from us today. We'll catch you back here in the morning. And the Naughty Threesome is around the corner with the Pussycat Dolls.
Slay.
J-Ho in there. Excellent. That's something we were saying that we didn't know what it meant. Sean Kingston of Fire Burning and Guru Josh Project kicks Excellent. Things off next with Infinity 2008. Hope and Dave will be back tomorrow. We'll see how he is and we'll catch you back here in the AM.
Bye. Let's go. Spin.